Hello, good morning. A few minutes past 10. Apologies for the delay, but I welcome you to program Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. My name is Rita Vavidier, your host as usual for Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. I'm glad that you have tuned to Witness Radio. Thank you so much for those that are following us in this journey of learning land rights and environmental rights. Thank you so much for joining Witness Radio and, you know, for joining this cause. I'd like to give you a recap of what we discussed in our previous episodes, and that is we discussed about land use planning and environmental conservation, and how do these relate, how do they connect. We looked at what land use planning is, and we said a process of managing land resources to ensure their optimal use for various human activities such as agriculture, housing, industry, infrastructure, and conservation. We also looked at the objectives of land use planning, and that is to allocate land for different uses, also to prevent land conflicts by regulating competing demands such as farming versus housing. We also discussed that the key components, and that is zoning. We looked at stakeholder management. We looked at regulations and bylaws. We went into what is environmental conservation, and we said this is the stability management and protection of natural resources such as soil, water, air, forests, and biodiversity. We also looked at the objectives of environmental conservation. We looked at the key approaches, how we can, and one of them is afforestation and reafforestation, like planting more trees to restore the degraded land. We also looked at sustainable agriculture, reducing chemical use, and promoting organic farming. So much. And for those that missed, kindly I request that you go back to our YouTube channel and listen to that episode, because there were many. So you listen to those episodes so that you can follow up where we are. And this program is proudly sponsored by Witness Radio Organization Uganda. And obviously you too, you're really doing an incredible job by listening to Witness Radio. Well, but today, we are going to look at something different, and that is, who are land rights defenders? We've all heard about land rights defenders. They've been arrested here and there for various reasons, for protecting and standing up for the rights of the people and the environment. Just recently, some group of students were arrested at the KCB Bank. So we are going to go into details who land rights defenders are. And before that, I'd like to welcome Councillor John to say hello to us.
Good morning, our dear listeners. Like Rita said, this is Blerali Jowan, and would love to thank you for staying tuned into Witness Radio. Has our program, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. So in our previous episodes, we have been so much taking you through what land rights are, and we also took you a bit through connection between land and environmental rights, because very soon we shall be switching from land rights to environmental rights, because they're also very important for our nation. The reason why we actually wanted to sensitize you about your land rights is because we feel like because of the increase of land evictions in the country, each person can actually become a land right defender. How? If you know your rights, you are able to actually protect yourself from illegal land evictions and protect another person that probably is not aware of their land rights and has not been able to get a chance to listen to our programs to actually advocate for their rights so that they're not illegally evicted of their land. And if you do that, you've become a land right defender. So that's why in today's episode, we are going to discuss who a land right defender is, because you trying to fight against land evictions makes you a land right defender. So that is what our topic will be about today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Councillor Joan. But before we start or do anything, we are going in for a short break. We shall be right back.
Farmers, do you want to learn essential agricultural practices and benefit from your land? Look no further. Tune in to Witness Radio for expert knowledge and guidance. Listen to Witness Radio to learn more about environmental laws and policies and how you can protect the environment.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Yes, welcome back from that short break. As I told you, we are going to discuss about land rights defenders. Who are they? What do they do? Laws protect these land rights defenders. So, but before, if you would like to join the conversation, you can text or send in an audio using our WhatsApp number, which is 0745-96-5765. So use that one so that we can, you know, spice up the conversation. Without wasting any more time, I would like to invite Councillor Joan right away.
Yeah, so thank you, Rita. Welcome back from that short break. So like we said, like Rita has taken you through the recap of what we have been discussing previously in our last episodes. Today, I'll go straight to the point and I'll focus more on our discussion that we have. Who are land right defenders? Who are they and how important are they to us and the challenges that we've been facing as land right defenders? We'll start by defining who a land right defender is. And these are individuals or groups that actively work to protect and promote people's and communities' rights to own, use, and manage land. So basically, they're there to help us to protect and promote people's rights or communities to own, use, and manage land. So their role is critical, especially in contexts where land is a source of livelihood. Land is a source of identity. It helps in identity, culture, and survival. And where land grabbing or forced evictions and unjust land policies threaten communities. So these land right defenders usually come in for us to make sure that we are not illegally evicted of their land by the government where they need it for certain projects. And because their target is so much in profits, they tend to forget that they are actually rendering Ugandans homeless, you know. So that is the kind of Uganda we have. So that is when the land right defenders come in and be like, nah, these people per the constitution, like I've been trying to sensitize you, they actually have a right to actually do what? Use, own, enjoy privacy, ownership rights of their land. And nobody has a right to deprive someone of their property unless they have been adequately compensated, even if it comes to compulsory land acquisition by the government. So that is when the land right defenders come in. These land right defenders also help, especially let's say organizations or human rights activists have helped us so much to build a gap where the policies are missing out and some people are being discriminated, like the women. We have seen an improvement in the Succession Act. The Land Act has amendments that have favored women. So, and there is a national, the national policy, the land, that is also good that when you look at that bill that hasn't been passed yet of 2013, the National Land Policy of 2013 that is yet to be passed, when you look at it, it also has some little bit of changes, amendments that are really going to be good and are going to help people to actually do it. People's land rights will be respected in one way or another. Though as the generation moves on, we have a lot of changes to do, so we still keep making changes here and there. So what they usually do is they advocate for justice, ensuring that land-related decisions respect human rights, indigenous traditions, national laws, international standards. So they make sure all these laws are actually respected by the state, because these laws are granted to the people of Uganda. And usually people's human rights are disrespected or violated because these people are ignorant about their laws, their rights. So that's when they come in and say, hey, wake up. I mean, this is your right, so you have to fight for it. So categories of land right defenders, we have community leaders and activists. These are often members of affected communities themselves. So they mobilize others, raise awareness, and resist unjust land deals or evictions. So we also have human rights organizations and NGOs like Witness Radio. And any other, we have also networks, NLC, National Land Coalition. We have LandNet. So we have a lot of organizations that are actually advocating for what? Land rights. So, yeah, these NGOs, groups, and they also provide legal aid. They do conduct research and come up with reports that create awareness of the level at which human rights are being violated, which is very good because it helps the perpetrators to be held accountable for having violated our rights. We have also environmental and indigenous rights defenders. These are individuals who protect land, not only for habitation or farming, but also for safeguarding forests, water sources, and biodiversity, which is crucial to indigenous survival. So we also have legal professionals. We have the lawyers, the paralegals, the community legal advisors, who assist in court cases, negotiations, and mediations over land disputes. So these ones are also, we term them as land right defenders. We also have journalists and media workers, those who investigate and report on land injustices to expose abuses and generate public pressure. So those are the categories we have. And I just want to emphasize that you can actually be a land right defender. The moment you try to advocate for your rights and for the rights of others, that makes you a land right defender. And that's why actually Witness Radio came up with this initiative of sensitizing citizens of Uganda about their land rights so that you can advocate for your rights and also help others to fight for their rights too. Roles and responsibilities of land right defenders. What is our role as land right defenders? Because even me who is talking, I'm a land right defender. So we advocate for the protection of land rights. We do this through a campaign for fair land policies. We secure land tenure, for example, when it comes to a customary land ownership. You remember long ago, it was very hard for someone to have a title on customary land ownership, and it had become as an advantage to land grabbers because they knew they would take advantage of that, knowing that people do not have legal interests on their land to actually go and grab their land. So we as organizations and human rights activists and land right defenders came up with a suggestion that, you know what, these people actually need to have a land title. And they have also gone on to sensitize people to actually do whatever they can to secure their interests on land, their legal interests on land, because it is very important, even when we are arguing in court or where evidence is very key, to show that you actually own, you have ownership to where the land you're occupying. Yeah, we do secure land tenure and equitable access to land for marginalized groups like women, indigenous people, and the poor. Land right defenders, our role is to monitor and report violations. So land right defenders document cases of forced evictions, unlawful land acquisitions, and violence against communities. So we urge you people out there, please, if you see someone's land rights being violated, do not sit on them. Come out, speak up, and Witness Radio will be able to come to you to actually secure your land rights. So in that way, you'll have become a land right defender, and you have helped many lives from many people's land rights from being violated by people who actually always want to take advantage of people's ignorance to violate their land rights. We do empower. So what we do in empowering is now like the program we have on Witness Radio. We empower communities and people out there. We educate people about their land rights and the national laws, international human rights framework, helping them organize and speak out. So like now we have this program where we have been sensitizing you about land rights and we are still sensitizing you about many things. We are indeed empowering you to be able to speak up from an informed point of view. Engage in policy and legal reforms. Defenders contribute to shaping better land laws, customary rights recognitions, and government accountability. And this you have seen that now, because of engaging in policy and legal reforms, you have the National Land Policy Bill that is coming up. You have seen the Land Act being amended. And you've seen people's rights, like especially the women, and the Succession Act when it comes to distribution of property. Long ago, women used not to be catered for, but right now, you're not going to tell us anything. So that is how important land rights defenders are. They provide legal and practical support. They assist communities to file complaints, pursue court cases, or negotiate compensation or restitution when land rights are violated. So please, we are calling upon you to please be a land rights defender wherever you are. Do not watch someone's land rights being violated. Become a land rights defender and the world will be very proud of you, you know, because once you save one, you're actually saving the future generation and you're saving your children from also being there and suffering from land grabs or lack of land to settle on. Because if you look at now, if we just keep on allowing people to grab land to do their investments and land is not increasing in size, but the population is increasing, where are our kids going to stay? You will find that it will be very unable. Someone will be unable to get to own an acre of land. But the only thing we'll be able to own is probably own plots, which is something that we don't want. That's how we don't want Uganda to look like. You know, we don't want Uganda to reach there. So we urge you to please advocate for your land rights. Do not watch someone's rights being disrespected. Protect, which their role is also protect the environment. Many land rights defenders work to conserve natural resources, understand that sustainable land use is critical to community survival and climate resilience. So it is very important, and that is basically our role as land rights defenders. So why are land rights defenders important?
We are going to start from there when we come back from the break.
Oina amawulire agakwata ku kibattaka. Oba waliwo gw'omanyi ng'agobeddwa ku ttaka, oba ng'ebintu bye byonooneddwa olw'enkaayana z'ettaka oba ekibanja. Tegeeza Witness Radio ng'oyita ku ssimu zaffe namba 0491 497221 oba eya WhatsApp 0745 965 765. Nandi ki ensonga ziroope butereevu ku kibanja kyaffe ekya Witness Radio ku www.witnessradio.org. Laba ku mmapu eraga abantu n'ettaka eritwaliddwa era ojja kulaba ekigambo Report Eviction Awoloopa. Bw'oba ogobeddwa ku ttaka, bw'omala noonya ekitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mmaapu eno, onyige ku kitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mmaapu, kireete akatonyeza akalangi emmyufu, olwo okanyigeko. Jjuza ffoomu eyo, onyige seefu okutereka by'ojjuzza. Teekamu ekifaananyi eky'ekitundu ky'ettaka eribbiddwa. Nyiga Upload ng'osindikirako ekifaananyi. Do you have information in regards to land grabbing? Or are you aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send.
Do you want to learn more about the legal nitty-gritty of land laws? Benefit from our programs at Witness Radio. We will teach you how you can protect your land from land grabbers. Are you a human rights activist? Do you want the voice of the voiceless to reach the authority responsible? Tune in to the People's Radio, Witness Radio. Listen to Witness Radio addressing land issues in your community on matters of land development that do not affect the people and the environment.
Welcome back from that break. Hope you are still listening to Witness Radio and you're tuned in. Please, I always tell you to get a pen and a paper so that you can write down some of these things. We can't keep all this content, all these details in our heads. At times it's better we write them down so that we can revisit them anytime we want to. Councilor Joanne, you're telling us something.
Why are we important, you know? The first thing we do is promote justice and equality. We help to ensure that land governance respects human dignity and rights rather than favoring the power of the power of wealth, you know, where now the government is looking at profit, you know, and then leaving Ugandans sleeping, go to refugee camps and sleeping in tambourines on their own land, claiming it is a wetland, things like that. So these are things we come up to speak for the voiceless, and then something is done about it to see that people's land rights are respected. We protect people's livelihoods, secure land rights, which are key to food security, economic development, and poverty reduction. Like when you to see, we have a very big number of people that are illiterate, especially people that in the village or rural areas, and these are people that are actually depending on agriculture. And agriculture is practiced on land, so if they do not have land, how do you expect them to survive anyway? So yeah, that is why we are important. We come out and speak and we say no, you know. When we look at land being taken away, we look at the future. How are we going to suffer? Like when it comes to food security, shall we have enough food to cater for our family members? So these are things we also look at, you know, in one way or another. So also advancing sustainable development, protecting community land often means protecting forests, you protect water sources and biodiversity, contributing to environmental sustainability and climate change mitigation. So land right defenders are very, very important when it comes to that. Which challenges do they face while they're trying to carry out, to advocate for their rights? Of course, they do face threats and violence. Many face intimidation, they face arrest, physical attacks, or even killings. According to reports by organizations like Global Witness, land defenders are among the most at-risk human rights activists globally. So yeah, human rights defenders are usually at the risk of, you know, being killed. Communities stand against them in case they tell them, please don't do this, and then probably they're expecting for probably justice, and then the justice is not coming as easy as they think. Then they'll be like, now you see, you've turned against us, or there's some little bribe you've eaten. We are arrested. You are in the field trying to investigate here and there, and the next thing you know, you're rounded up by police saying you're, you know, and they then charge you, slap you with a very funny charge just to keep you in prison and to intimidate you, things like that. So criminalization of land, of the works of land right defenders has become very, 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 it is on an increase right now, you know. So in some countries, defenders are falsely accused of crimes like trespassing, defamation, or inciting violence to silence their advocacy, which is really becoming challenging these days. Limited legal protection, weak rules of law, corruption, and political interference often leave defenders vulnerable and without effective remedies, which is very sad. The first thing you do is take a case to court. It takes long for you to get a judgment. By the time the judgment comes up, the company is already, I don't know, has already evicted people and is doing their work, which is really unjust. Another thing we do have is the fact that there's a lot of corruption. Like these investors are backed up by government. We have things like order from above. You're there, they dismiss the case before even it's heard, and you're like, I've never seen this happen. So a lot of things are happening that are really making this feel very, very dirty and very unjust for people. Marginalization, defenders, especially women and indigenous leaders, can be marginalized with both their communities and the broader society. So a lot of bad things are really happening. But I urge you to please do not give up, because if we do not speak out, then our rights are going to be violated again and again and again. So you must speak up. You must speak up to see that our rights are respected. We must speak up. We must not keep quiet, because if we keep quiet, our kids are going to suffer. You know, Ugandans, we have a tendency of saying, you know, that's none of my business. My God, the moment you watch your child look for land and they are not seeing it, just because you are not able to do something, that's when you know that it's actually very important for you to fight for things right now before it is too late. You get? Because if our parents, long ago, I kept on selling the land the way we do, or you get, where would we be right now? Where would we be? So things like that are the ones we are trying to avoid. Food security. How sure are you that if you don't fight for your land right now, your kids will have food to eat? You get? So it is, for poverty is becoming a problem now. So it is very important, very crucial to actually advocate for your land rights. And do not give up. Keep fighting. I know it doesn't come easy, but one thing I know is, please, our efforts will yield fruits. You know, it comes slowly, but it will eventually come. So just keep there, keep hanging in there. Keep, please, if you're not yet a land right defender, you can individually be one. Push for people's land rights, and you'll see good things happening to us and the whole nation at large. So thank you very much. That is what I had for you today. See you next time. See you when you see me. Bye-bye.
That is all for today. Thank you so much for listening to Witness Radio. Thank you so much for sending in all the comments. Thank you so much for the questions. Thank you so much for your support. And for today, I would like to say bye-bye. Until next time, you have a great day.